We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week, the only official Big 12 radio show. Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
All right, welcome into the show. I've got some interviews at Jammed Packed, so we've got to get rolling right away. We'll talk Iowa State sports with John Walters. He's the voice of the Cyclones. And Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. That's coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. It can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM, channel 375. Joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, great to be back with you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. I'm excited.
Yeah, how's the buzz with spring football coming off that historic season?
You know, it's great. Fans are very excited. Certainly everybody in the program is excited about what the potential is for this program this season, and with good reason. There's so many guys returning that you should have that kind of optimism. The approach to spring football itself is a little bit different this year. Coach Campbell really decided during, you know, the shortened spring last year with the COVID issue that there were some things that he wanted to do differently. It finally gave him time to kind of assess how do we do spring football. Is this exactly the way we want to do it? Can we do things differently? And I think one thing that he felt that, you know, without a spring practice a year ago, that Iowa State was a fresher team at the end of the year and was at its best at the end of the season. And so what he wanted to do this spring was really reduce the amount of contact that these guys are taking part in. Now, when they hit, they still hit. And believe me, they hit hard, but they're doing less of that and trying to concentrate more on physical development, bigger, faster, stronger, and smarter, you know? And so They're not doing quite as much of the head-to-head stuff. They're not going to have a spring game, which is not unusual for Matt. He doesn't really usually have one because he gets such a limited number of practices. He wants to make the most of each of those, and that does count as one of the practices spring games do. So Iowa State will not have a spring game, and, you know, it's a unique approach, but I think he feels like, hey, we learned some things, and I want to apply them to make sure that we have our healthiest team possible and a team that's built to last over the course of a long season next fall.
Was there a collective sigh of relief knowing that Matt Campbell's going to be around?
Always. Every Iowa State fan, wonders about that. But at the same time, Matt's made it very clear that he loves it at Iowa State, and he has not been a guy through, you know, his coaching career that has necessarily looked to jump all over the place. And I think he's very happy in Ames. He's a guy that loves the day-to-day process of trying to make his players better and make them, as he calls it, the best version of themselves. And he loves being around the coaching staff that he has. They love coming to the office every day. It's a joy for them. They really enjoy it. And so he doesn't get caught up as much in a lot of the stuff that other people might get caught up in. And on top of that, he feels like Iowa State can win a Big 12 championship right where he is. And so, you know, I was always relieved when, you know that he's going to sign another extension or re-up his contract or whatever the case may be. But often when he does that, his first concern is to make sure that his assistant coaches are taken care of. And that's why he's been able to have continuity within his staff, along with the fact that, as I mentioned, those guys just love coming in and doing their jobs every day. So they're a little bit different in that regard. I think it's part of, you know, the culture that he's established. And we've seen this throughout the Big 12. You know, you look at Mike Gundy and how long he's been at Oklahoma State, and you look at Gary Patterson and how long he's been at TCU, and you look at Bill Snyder and what he established at Kansas State and kept it rolling and got to the point where they could very legitimately say they could win a national championship. And I think, those are things that he sees and appreciates. And, he certainly doesn't feel like Iowa State is not capable of doing those things. And so it's a great fit for him. He has an awesome family, has a great staff, and he really loves being in Ames. And so, it's going to come up every year. That's what happens when you have successful coaches. As the athletics director, Jamie Pollard, once said, you know, it's better to have coaches that people want than coaches that people don't want. That's just part of the territory that comes with it. But Matt is really building something special at Iowa State, and I'm hopeful that he'll be here a long, long time.
We're talking with John Walters, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Let's talk a little bit about the offensive side of the ball, and a lot of consistency, a lot coming back, and it starts with Brock Purdy. He'll be a four-year starter. He'll go down as the greatest quarterback in Iowa State history, won't he?
I think so. I think he already has that title, honestly, and, you know, still an opportunity to go out and do some more great things this season, and then, you know, who knows what the future holds. He would have the option to come back for another year if he wanted to because of the waiver. But, with Brock, I think he's approaching this as his senior season. And, you know, he has put up terrific numbers, yes, but it's his leadership, it's his accountability, it's his competitiveness that really makes him special. And, you know, in this conference, if you're the first team All Big 12 quarterback, you're a heck of a quarterback, because there's a bunch of good ones, really good ones across the league, and there always have been. And so that was a big honor for Brock to get that this past season. And it does start with him. He's been a captain ever since his sophomore year. And Brock is a guy that, is a student of the game. He's a wonderful kid, really has his mind in the right place for going out there and trying to win football games. And so I'm excited about what kind of a season he can have.
I saw an amazing stat. This one just blew my mind. He's 12-1 as a starter in games against the Big 12 at home at Jack Trice Stadium. Boy, he wins at home when the games matter.
Yeah, and his record against Big 12 competition is better than any quarterback Iowa State's ever had. And obviously that goes hand in hand with the program having the success that it's had. But right from the get-go, he performed well against conference opponents. You know, even when I think back to the very first time he was on the field in a decent amount of time, other than taking maybe a snap at the end of a game, was at Oklahoma State. And he came in early in that game, and Iowa State was down, and they're, you know, came into that game 1-3, and we're looking down the barrel at 1-4 on the road against a top 25 Oklahoma State team. And Brock proceeded to lead Iowa State on touchdown drives on 5 of the next 6 possessions. And so he hit the ground running, and he really hasn't slowed down since. And he's established about 20 Iowa State school records, more to come. I think the number is even maybe over 20 now, but there'll be more to come. But he's a spectacular quarterback. And, you know, he does a lot of things really, really well. He knows when to tuck it away and run. He's certainly capable of doing that. He knows how to avoid a rush. He's very good at doing that. He can make the throws. Now, does sometimes he throw the ball maybe into tight coverage? Yes, he does. And he's made some mistakes and had some interceptions. But he's also made a lot of those throws that have gotten through that tight coverage to his receiver that have kept drives alive. And so, you know, he's got to pick his spots maybe a little bit better in those situations. But, you know, you hate to take away that aggressiveness, because if you just looked at the interceptions and think, oh, you shouldn't throw into tight coverage, I think you have to take a look at all the completions that happened in tight coverage and take that into account too, and understand that he has a lot of confidence in that ability to get that ball there. And so I think his decision-making is something that will continue to improve this season, because he's such a student of the game. He wants to get better in that area. He admits his mistakes. You know, the quarterback's coach, Joel Gordon, talked about this the other day, that Brock's accountable. He likes being coached. And so if they point out to him, hey, maybe this wasn't the best decision in this moment, he'll take that to heart. I think a great example of it was the Baylor game last season, when Brock threw 3 interceptions in the first half and then came back in the second half and led Iowa State to a convincing victory at home. And, you know, he didn't get shaken by the interceptions. He didn't allow it to get him down. He kept his head up. His teammates picked him up, and he went out there and had a great second half. So that's kind of the mentality you have to have. I think you have to have that baseball closer's mentality of a short memory and move on. But he is very much aware of what's going on within the game, and also very willing to listen to coaching and to try to make those adjustments.
Well, not only does Brock bring back a lot of experience, but when you look at the wide receivers and the tight ends, he's going to be throwing to basically just about everyone that he had last season. I mean, that's a solid area as well. And you really got, after losing a couple of key pieces heading into 2020, you got some key contributions from people like Hutchinson, guys that really emerged and really stepped up.
Yeah, it was great to see Xavier Hutchinson in his first year on campus be a first-team All-Big 12 receiver. Really a great season for him. And I think they feel with him that he's just kind of scratching the surface of what he can become. So they're very excited about him for sure. They're excited to have a healthy Tariq Milton as maybe more of a deep threat that, you know, missed a good portion of last season with injuries. Sean Shaw, another year under his belt. Joe Skates, a very talented guy. So they do have some depth at that receiver position, but, you know, throw Breece Hall into it and that offensive line all coming back and an All-American tight end and Charlie Kohler. And you're right. You know, there's a lot of weapons around Brock Purdy for him to throw to or to give it to. And it's exciting. And but yeah, Xavier Hutchinson, really good story. And a guy that came in and just was like a sponge, absorbing everything and wanting to learn and grow and get better. And he certainly did that, and I think got significantly better over the course of the season. And by the end of the year, there was no doubt he was an All-Big 12 receiver.
I'll have to take a commercial break here in just a second, but I do want to talk about Breece Hall, the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, led the nation in rushing. I first started, John, the Big 12 show right before his freshman year, and I remember each game. It's like I kept like talking about this kid. It's like Breece Hall again from Iowa State. Breece Hall. He was always like our making it look natural player for our Natty Light sponsorship. I was like, well, this kid's coming from out of nowhere. He's just been remarkable. And he's had to do it, too, with an offensive line that was relatively inexperienced last year.
Yeah, and I think that offensive line was really the story of the season for last year. Breece Hall, without a doubt, was the headliner. But, you know, none of it happens without that offensive line really developing over the course of the season. And as you said, kind of coming out of nowhere, especially after their top offensive lineman got injured in game one. You know, that Breece would be the first one to tell you that those guys up front deserve a lot of the credit. But so does he. He is spectacular. He does everything well. He's got great vision, great balance, great patience. He's a smart player. He knows how to kind of wait for his blocks to develop and then burst through. And he's hard to get to the ground. He brings an entire package, and he's a lot faster than you think. When you watch him, you're thinking, well, maybe he's not that fast. And all of a sudden, he's running away from guys. And yeah, he is that fast. And so, you know, he does everything well. And we started to see flashes of it in that freshman year. He really finished that year strong. And so I think the expectation was that he would have a very good sophomore year. But I think he took that even beyond that and, you know, was in the discussion for the Heisman Trophy, deservingly so. Led the nation in rushing, and you know, it's great to have him back for another year. I mean, Iowa State has three All-Americans returning in Charlie Kohler and Breece Hall and Mike Rose, and that's never happened before.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. Let's take a break, and then I do want to talk about basketball. I know it was a down season, but new coach, some new players coming in, and maybe things will turn around here for this upcoming season. So we're talking Iowa State sports with John Walters, the voice of the Cyclones, and more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it. But we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66, live to the full.
Safe!
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
sake!
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. That you can listen to it on TuneIn under College Sports Now. I'm Bill Pollack, and my guest for the first half of the show is John Walters, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. As big and successful as football was, it was quite the opposite for basketball. Some changes, though. An old new face would be the way to kind of put it, right, with T.J. Otzelberger coming in as the new head coach. I think it's his third stint now in Ames.
It is, and under 3 different coaches, which I think says a lot about T.J., the fact that, you know, 3 different head coaches wanted him on their staff at Iowa State, starting with Greg McDermott, who brought him on board when he first came to Iowa State, and then T.J. was a holdover onto Fred Hoiberg's staff. Left for a little while, went out to Washington, and then came back and, you know, was an assistant coach under Steve Prohm, was a candidate for the head coaching job at that time, but didn't have head coaching experience. Steve Prohm got the job and hired TJ to be a part of his staff. And so that says a lot about him. And I think another thing that says a lot about him is that the 2 jobs that he's left, South Dakota State and UNLV, in both cases, the replacement coach came from within TJ's staff. So I think that tells you that, you know, the director of athletics, the university president, felt that there was a very good culture established there with TJ and went within his staff to promote somebody rather than looking outside to replace him. So I think that says a lot about him as well. So very excited about him. And, you know, Iowa State did go through a very tough year. You know, a lot of close losses, Bill. I mean, when you look at, you know, 2 fairly close games with Texas, 2 fairly close games with Baylor, 2 fairly close games with West Virginia, right up and down the list, Oklahoma. I mean, they had many opportunities to break through, but just never did, and never did get that conference win. So it was tough. The coaching change was made, and I think everybody's really excited about TJ. He held over a couple guys from Steve Prohm's staff, keeping Danielle Robinson on board, which I think was a really great move. And then also keeping Micah Byers as his director of basketball operations. And, you know, I'm not sure there's one in the country who does his job better than Micah. So those were great holdovers. You know, and I think the addition of Kyle Green coming in from Northern Iowa, where he'd been so established, will be a great hire for Iowa State. J.R. Blount out of Colorado State. Those guys will fit in very well with D-Rob and TJ and that staff. So I feel like, you know, they have a great chemistry already within their coaching staff that can be really beneficial. Excited about all this, and we'll see what direction it goes, but he's started getting some players in, and, you know, there's a few that are on the other way out because that's the nature of college basketball right now, and anytime there's a coaching change, you expect some of that. So the roster's still being shaped, but so far I think he's made a lot of good moves, and I know one thing about him, because I know him very well, and that's that he will pour his heart and soul into this job. He loves Iowa State. This is his dream job, and he will pour everything he has into making it successful, and I think he will be successful.
And you talk about him bringing over Coach Green from Northern Iowa. He was voted as the Missouri Valley's top assistant coach by the coaches in that conference. So tells you how valuable that Coach Green will be. And then Blount, Coach Blount, he also got some recognition, too, in the Mountain West. So, yeah, he brings in some good assistants. And so maybe some fresh voices and a new attitude might turn things around pretty quick there, too. And, you know, the other thing, too, John, is this conference is kind of wide open. You know, what's going to happen with Kansas? Baylor certainly won't be the team that they were as dominating as they were. So that ceiling doesn't seem to be as high as maybe in years past, that you can maybe make some moves here in this conference next season.
Yeah, and I certainly wouldn't rule that out. I like the guys that Iowa State has brought in. They, you know, did a great job keeping the commitment of Tyrese Hunter, a very good point guard out of Wisconsin. That was priority number one. They kept Xavier Foster on the roster, who was a seven-footer out of Oskaloosa that got hurt a year ago, but is very, very talented. I think that was a priority. And then to go out and get Gabe Kalscher from Minnesota, a great transfer in that move. Bringing back Caleb Grill from UNLV, who started his career at Iowa State. I think that was a very strong move. And then brought in Coons, the young man from out at Washington State, a stretch forward, about 6'8", who can really shoot the basketball, Jazz Coons. So, you know, I think they feel good about those additions. And now they've got a roster where you can feel better going into next season about the pieces they have. They might still have to make a couple more additions. They're, I think, at 11 scholarship players right now. But I think this is the time of year too, though, Bill, where everybody is uncertain because there's so much roster movement that, you know, maybe the league doesn't look like it's going to be as strong as it was in the past because you've got guys leaving, but all of a sudden you start filling those spots and you start looking around and you think, no, this league's going to be really good again, and I think it will be. By the time they tip it off next fall, I don't have any doubt that the Big 12 Conference will be right back where it always is, among the top two or three conferences in the nation. And so great coaches in this league, a lot of guys that have been to Final Fours, and, you know, obviously the national champion in Baylor. So it's tough to make up ground, but at the same time, you can't, as my partner Eric Heff says, you can't have a great win without a great opponent. And you get that opportunity many times in the Big 12 Conference. And, you know, hopefully as TJ gets it rolling here, people view Iowa State that way as well. And I think over time they will.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I'll tell you, coaches really earn their money because when you've got transfers and you've got to bring in new pieces and just the way the transfer portal, you've got to build that chemistry quick, and the coaches get that can do that and have that success right away. You kind of get that upper hand on people. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun basketball. It always is a fun basketball season in the Big 12.
That's it is. Stuff. It's a great league. The games are so entertaining. The teams typically in the Big 12 Conference like to get up and down the floor, play with pace. TJ will certainly fall into that category. He loves to get up and down, but he also wants to dig in defensively. You know, he views himself as kind of a hard-nosed type of personality, and I think he'll bring that personality to this team, and they'll get after it on the defensive end of the floor, and he's looking for guys that can guard and are willing to guard. Bringing in Kalscher from Minnesota is a great example of that tremendous defensive player that can really give Iowa State a boost on that end of the floor. So, you know, I think some good things are happening in that regard, but yes, Iowa State will want to get up and down and run, and I think this league will be very entertaining to watch, as it always is.
John, thanks so much for coming on. I really enjoyed the visit.
As always, Bill, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We'll catch up again at some point over the summer, too. So we're going to talk Kansas sports. Been a lot going on there. New athletic director, lifetime contract for Bill Self. We'll talk all that over with Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB. That's coming up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors' Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
And we return on Big 12 this week. If you can't hear the show live, download it as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, their website. You can find it there. Wherever you download podcasts, search Big 12 this week and subscribe. All right, another great guest. We just talked with John Walters from Iowa State. Now we bring in Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. Todd, welcome back to the show. Great to have you on.
Anytime, Bill. Glad to do it.
This cloud has been hanging over Kansas. It's covered football, basketball, obviously with the FBI investigation, waiting for the NCAA to come back on men's basketball. Everything that is going on inside KU athletics, everyone assumed and thought it would be a safe bet that when you come out of the other end of this, Bill Self was going to be okay and still have his job. Well, now he gets this lifetime contract. There's just a lot to unpack with this whole thing. So explain what the deal is. And then I had heard that KU approached the NCAA before announcing this. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. I can't even wrap my head around all of this. So I'm hoping that I'll turn things over to you and hopefully you can kind of give us a clear explanation.
Well, here's the deal. Kansas, the university, regardless of who the athletic director is or whatever, they want Bill Self to be their head basketball coach. And they're going to stick with him through whatever happens with the NCAA, which is, this is, we're going on a long stretch here. This whole thing started almost 4 years ago when this FBI investigation started. And as you'll recall, there were a couple of weird things on the FBI investigation. Some of it was with shoe companies trying to get kids to steer towards schools. Some of it was assistant coaches bribing kids to maybe go with the financial services firm if they ever got to the NBA. So it was a complicated thing to start with. Kansas has been fighting here and there throughout this entire thing. They've been named in some of these things. They've had their notice of allegations. They've gone through all that. And they have fought the entire way through. And so they haven't gotten their resolution yet on what their punishment's going to be. There's going to be this independent counsel that they will appear in front of sometime. Who knows when it's going to be? And Bill Self has remained steadfast that he didn't do anything wrong. He's had like a 70-page, you know, denial of any wrongdoing. So I think they like Bill Self. They think Bill Self is good for Kansas basketball, and they're going to get through this. We see this. None of these programs are going to be down forever if you've got the right coach. They feel like Bill Self's the right coach. I don't know when they're going to get their punishment, if there's a punishment at all. But they want Bill Self to be their coach. So then like 4 days later, they hire an athletic director. He was given a heads up that they were going to hire Bill Self. But it kind of tells you a little bit of the hierarchy at Kansas. It doesn't really matter who the athletic director is. Bill Self's the head coach, right? Because the first duty as athletic director isn't to redo a deal with Bill Self. It's already been done. So Travis Goff, the brand new athletic director, doesn't have to worry about basketball other than there's going to be probably some sort of a punishment coming down. But it's a weird dynamic. You'll recall when Bill Self was hired, he wasn't hired in 2003 by a sitting athletic director. He was hired by an interim athletic director, and he's been a great hire for them. So Kansas basketball can kind of run itself. It doesn't really matter who the AD I guess is. It's a weird, weird situation for sure.
You know, the other thing too is, and we'll talk a little bit about Travis Goff, the new athletic director, is, you know, maybe this even takes the heat off of him, because if you get into a situation where, I mean, he's got like a foolproof excuse now. If it comes down on Kansas and it's bad, and it's bad on Bill Self, then if he doesn't have that contract, you're kind of left with people coming after Goff saying, well, you've got to do the right thing. You've got to fire Bill Self. You got, and maybe that's outsiders who think it's the right thing to do to get rid of Bill Self. Now he can kind of say, hey, I didn't give him the contract. My hands are kind of tied on this. So it kind of protects him a little bit.
For sure. And, you know, as I said, there have been plenty of athletic directors at Kansas over the last, since 1989, when Roy Williams was hired, and they've only had two basketball coaches. So the basketball program isn't really bothered with the athletic director, really. It's kind of what it comes down to. But Travis Goff's real job, and the reason they wanted him hired, is they need someone to find a way to have football be partially relevant and just not be something that costs them money over and over and over again. Because the amount of money the University of Kansas has spent in the last 11 years on buyouts for football coaches and athletic directors is staggering. And they hired Travis Goff, and his job is going to be to figure out what to do at football. And that's a difficult job to do. And they haven't decided yet whether they're going to hire a coach now or just keep the interim staff in place and have them, you know, play a football season and see what they do next. They don't know yet. They don't really have a timeline either.
Wow. Todd Lebo joining us from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. We'll talk about the football component here in a second, but Travis Goff hired as the AD at Kansas. He comes from Northwestern. He's a KU grad himself. What do people think of the hire in general?
Well, I think people are pretty excited about, you know, him, because many of the Kansas people have felt there's been people just coming in and, listen, they don't care about the university. They just want a job, right? Everyone would like to be an AD at a Power 5 school. And they feel like this person is tied to the university and really is more invested than some of the others are. So I think there's people excited about that. Now, the interesting part is he hasn't been an athletic director before. That's pretty rare at the Power 5 level to have someone hired who hasn't been an AD before. It's not super rare, but it's pretty rare. But he has been basically number two in charge at a Power 5 school with a difficult place to have athletics be great at Northwestern. So he's got plenty of experience, and they like him because he's from Kansas and he went to Kansas. So that's something that people really like. He seems invested in making the program, especially football, be better than it was, because when he was a student at Kansas, it wasn't great, but it wasn't like this, right? And so he knows it can be done, and he comes with some interesting experience, because before he was at Northwestern, he was at Tulane when they were going through all the stuff with Katrina. He's got an interesting backstory. So people are pretty satisfied with Travis Goff. And here's the deal. He's one of the lowest paid athletic directors in Power 5, because, you know, they weren't getting everyone beating the door down saying, I'd like to be the athletic director, right? This wasn't a job that people really want, because what are you going to do? Basketball's fine, but you're going to be measured on football, and that's not a job that maybe everyone else in the world wanted.
Wow. Todd Lebo joining us here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline on Big 12 this week. All right, so you talked about the coaching hire. I mean, going through spring practices now, if they bring somebody in, a new coach, how difficult is that going to be over the summer, and then you jump into fall camp? I mean, that first year is going to be tough.
Timing on everything in college athletics right now is really difficult because of the transfer portal, number one. COVID, number two, is still going on. Number three, you've got, tied to the COVID, the fact that some of these players can come back for a fifth year, and, you have to choose that part. I think this is a very, very, very difficult time to assemble a staff. So I think, what's the difference whether or not in this first year you let Emmett Jones, who was the wide receivers coach for a couple of years, stay on as the interim head coach and keep the guys in place and just let them, do it? Is someone not going to take the job in December because you didn't let them have the job in April? I think you're not going to shrink your pool of people at all if you have this staff do this, but it would be pretty interesting to have someone. Emmett Jones doesn't have lots of experience. He's only been a wide receivers coach, never been a coordinator. He was a wide receivers coach for a smidge at Texas Tech. He's been at Kansas for a while. He was a high school coach in Dallas before that, so he has got some recruiting ties, and a lot of the players on the team really like him. But, he's not someone who you would probably hire to be the head coach if he were just a wide receivers coach somewhere else, right? He's there right now. But I don't know what you're going to do who you're going to hire to come take the job. I don't know what sort of person would come do that, for a long-term job. So this is a very difficult spot. So I don't think there's any reason for Travis Goff to rush into something. He's not going to be judged if he keeps Emmett Jones and his staff there. He'll be judged on the permanent hire. So I think the smart play may be for him personally to do that, but I don't know if that's what, he if you've been sitting there wanting to be an AD your whole life, you've probably got a list of people who you'd like to be your head coach. And maybe some of those people are on this list, and they would maybe come to Kansas to do that. But we'll see. They don't have a real timetable set, but spring ball will be over soon. Nothing's certainly going to happen before a spring game. They're not going to do that then. It would be soon after that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Todd, let's take a quick break, then we'll come back and we'll talk some Big 12 college basketball too. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com, or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
All right, we're back on Big 12 this week. My guest, Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. Bill Self called the whole transfer portal thing with college basketball the wild, wild west. And my first reaction as a college basketball fan is this could lead, I mean, with all the guys in the transfer portal switching teams, this could lead to a lot of bad-looking basketball because teams, they're not going to find that chemistry right away. You get different guys playing with new players. And that's my first glimpse of this whole transfer portal thing. I think it's great for the players. I think they deserve that option and the ability to move and not be locked down.
But, yeah, it's a fine thing for the players, but that's not always great for the game.
Yeah.
Right? The player gets somewhere else to go. And, you know, Baylor just won the national title with some guys who were transfers. They had plenty of transfers on that team, but they'd been there for a little while. You know, so it maybe takes a little while to kind of get it going. But you're right. It's going to be weird. I mean, you have all the transfers and you add into it the fact that some players are going to stay for their fifth or, you know, extra year, the COVID year. And maybe there's not a place for everyone to go land and find that spot. You may not be happy. The grass may not be greener. You think you're going to get a chance to go play basketball somewhere. And maybe you will, but it may not be the spot you wanted to go to. I think it's difficult and I don't think it's great for college basketball. It may be fine for the players, but it's not going to be fine for all the players because many of them won't get to where they want to go. And you've got four brand new coaches or at least four coaches in different positions with Chris Beard going to Texas from Texas Tech in the Big 12 coming up this year. So you're coming into a brand new job and you're dealing with the pandemic and you're dealing with the transfer portal. That's a weird spot for a lot of these guys to be in.
I want to ask you this, go off a little bit because I wasn't thinking about this, but you're talking about, you know, just the way play could look and trying to gel and all that. What has been your perception of officiating in college basketball? And I never like to blame games or seasons on officials because there's so many calls and there's so many games that at the end of the day, the cream rises to the top. We got Baylor and Gonzaga, and they were the two best teams and all that. But in terms of pace of play and the way that games are officiated, does the NCAA, do Power Five conferences, do they need to look at how games are officiated to kind of keep the flow going? Because, look, it's entertainment for fans.
Yeah, it hasn't been good.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of charge calls were it was too much probably this year. And I think they're not real good at reviews yet on, you know, whether the ball went off someone's finger or something like that. And they really kind of ruined the end of a lot of games. But you're right. People want the call right until they're like, come on, let's just get the game going. But, yeah, it's not a great year for officials anywhere, really. And part of that was probably due to the pandemic as well, because I remember early in the year talking to some of the coaches, and a lot of those officials didn't get those, you know, because the teams didn't get to play all of their kind of exhibition style games. So they weren't kind of in rhythm either. And sometimes they would get stuck somewhere and, you know, miss a game because the games got, you know, all the Baylor games got canceled for 3 weeks. So they didn't work as often as they probably should have. So they kind of a little bit out of rhythm. There was nothing regular about this year. And it really did stand out because college basketball was tough to watch with a lot of the foul calls, especially those charging calls or player control calls. I think they exploit. A lot of times they said, we're going to emphasize this. So other teams were exploiting it. And that was kind of bad for basketball because a lot of these calls are like, you're just going out there to try to draw the charge. Let's try to play basketball here and have the thing free flowing. And you end up seeing just a lot of, you know, charging calls and a lot of bad shooting, really, because people are just chucking threes because that's what the analytics say to do. And it's not great looking basketball many times.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And I'm not saying it's the referees too. I mean, it could be just the style and the way that things are called and teams kind
well,
of like you said, taking advantage
try to
of
exploit it.
Yeah.
They know they're calling these plays, so go try to exploit it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Talk about some of the new coaches. What do you think of the Oklahoma hire with Porter Moser?
Well, he's someone who comes, you know, highly regarded because he'd gone to the Final Four at a mid-major school, and they pulled off one of the biggest upsets in the tournament this year when Illinois got beat badly by Loyola Chicago. I don't know how his recruiting is going to be, and the style of play is kind of suited for that mid-major thing. We'll see if he continues to run that exact, you know, back cut type style, or they'll, you know, do it a little bit differently. But that's the guy they wanted, and it's the guy they hired. So that's got to be a good thing for Oklahoma fans that they went after what they wanted and they got him. You know, the Chris Beard move to Texas was inevitable, I guess, because he went to school there. I think he may not be as happy there as he was at Texas Tech as far as basketball goes, because there's a lot of pressure that comes with being at Texas, and it's never enough sometimes. He went to the Final Four at Texas Tech. This isn't football. You can go to the Final Four from anywhere in college basketball, and he proved he could do it at Texas Tech. So we'll see if he's happy, you know, when he eventually gets to be the head coach there. And, you know, Tech just, you know, elevated from within. And we'll see where they end up going. I don't know if that'll end up being as good as it was with Chris Beard. But this Texas-Oklahoma rivalry has two brand-new coaches who have both been to the Final Four in the last couple of years. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I talked with people not in the hiring process that didn't have any insight into the hiring process at Texas, but we're pretty close to it. And they even thought, nah, I don't think Chris is going to come here to Texas. So that
yeah, he had a really good out of Texas Tech. But, it's your school, and
yeah,
he's getting paid a lot of money. And he's, you know, a lot of money for his assistants. And, you know, you can get great, great, great players at Texas. And they just haven't, you know, they made one Final Four in 03, but they just hasn't gotten through there as much as they should have. But the resources are there to get it done. What he's going to find, and this is what you'll find at Oklahoma as well, if you're not really good, you're not going to get people to come out and watch and get excited about it. And Texas Tech, the fans are a little different down there. When they were good, they were coming out there and getting after it. It's just a different feel in Austin with the basketball team compared to the football team.
Yeah. Boy, that first Texas at Texas Tech game, that's going to be a wild one there.
It's going to be fun every time. You know, it's the same kind of thing. Bill Self, you know, talks about this a bunch at Kansas. He never coached as a head coach at Oklahoma State, but he played there and he was assistant there. And they have not done well when Kansas goes to Oklahoma State. Their record down there is not good. Now, sometimes Oklahoma State's had some good teams, but sometimes he's like, I haven't coached well down there. We'll see what it's like for Chris Beard to go back to Texas Tech, not where he went to school, but where he had coached and gotten to a highest height. So, I mean, the fans in Lubbock are not going to be fans of Chris Beard. I promise you that. They'll remember.
No, absolutely. Todd, thanks so much for coming on. Always great to have you as a guest.
Anytime.
Appreciate it. We'll wrap things up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Thanks again to my guest, Todd Lebo, Sports Radio 810 WHB, and John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.